crossroads that night, Robert sold his soul. I don't know, but I've been told he became the greatest player the world has ever known. I don't know, but I've been told you can't just believe all that you're told. Freedom implies you need to think on your own. I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know.
There's a guitar player. He lived in the North Carolina woods. And everybody talked about just how great of a guitar player he was, that nobody played like him before or since. I thought that was rather astounding news. So I thought I'd go down there and try and find him. They gave me directions, you know, out of Norfolk, Virginia. I traveled down this late one evening, down the Virginia Highway, across the border at North Carolina, then of course I'm on the North Carolina State Highway. I took that down to where I saw the Amoco station on my right, and that's where the county road was, and that's where I was to take that right-hand turn, which I did. And I took that turn down, kept on following that road till I come up upon dirt road. And when they said, when you get to dirt road, that's when you got to make your left turn there. Take that dirt road down, maybe 2-3 miles. And keep your eyes open until you see an old burnt pickup truck out by the road. When you see that pickup truck, that's where you got to stop, because the old man's cabin is right there behind it. Well, I drove around a little bit, and sure enough, in my headlights, up popped that pickup truck, and I knew I was in the right place. So I stopped my car, got out, and walked up towards the cabin. And there's this old man. Sitting on his porch in the rocking chair, got a guitar with him, you know, a small body guitar. Singing about, I don't know, but I've been told, that's what he's singing, you know. And I listened to him. After a while, he realized I was there. He said, hey, what you doing here, boy? I said, I just come here to hear you sing and hear you play. I've heard so much about you. Well, he just smiled, you know, and he said, yes, well, I'm glad to hear that. And after a while, he said to me, hey, have you ever heard the night voice that speaks real low? I said, no, sir, I never have. He said, that's the voice that's going to tell you where you got to go. And then I headed back to my car, you know, and I headed back on home. And I realized that I'd just been in the presence of an old soul in the North Carolina woods that was on his way home.
I don't know, but I...